Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tonight's the first presidential debate of the election season. It's to be held in Cleveland, where officials have been addressing concerns about unrest in the streets during the event. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says the National Guard's being deployed in the city today.
The role of the National Guard is to support law enforcement here during the debate. They're in a support role, as they have been in a lot of places across the country. We are here to make sure that people exercise their constitutional rights and that they're safe in doing that.
The 90-minute debate between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden will be moderated by Chris Wallace of Fox News. The candidates will break a tradition and won't shake hands because of the pandemic. U.S. House Democrats introducing a new $2.2 trillion coronavirus relief plan, including another round of $1,200 stimulus payments and providing funding for schools and small businesses. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A Northern California wildfire, one of many in that region, but this one has already killed three people. It's now forcing more mandatory evacuations. The Zog fire started Sunday in Shasta County, 4 hours north of San Francisco, and it's burned more than 31,000 acres. It's not contained at all. Some experts say there appears to be a link between living at higher altitudes and suicides by veterans. A Utah congressman putting forward a bill in hopes of studying that connection. Democratic Congressman Ben McAdams talked about the bill yesterday.
It directs the VA to research this connection. Then it goes one step further to use what we learn to develop life-saving tools that will prevent veteran suicide.
The Tampa Bay Lightning beating the Dallas Stars 2-0 in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final in Edmonton last night. It's Tampa's second cup in franchise history. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Black Chef, pictured on cream of wheat packaging since back in 1893, is now going to be leaving. Cream of Wheat parent company B&G Food says while that image is based on an actual Chicago chef named Frank White, some consumers still find the image offensive, so it's now going to be removed. The Major League Baseball playoffs beginning today, they promise to be as unusual as the 60-game regular season was. The postseason includes 16 teams instead of the usual 8. The divisional round, league championship series, and World Series will all be played at bubble locations in California and Texas to guard against the spread of COVID-19. The LA Dodgers are the top seed in the National League. The Tampa Bay Rays are the American League's top seed. Today is National Coffee Day.
You're the cream in my coffee.
It has both local coffee shops and the big national chains offering deals for National Coffee Day. Starbucks reward members can get a free drink that can be loaded to their account. Dunkin' is offering free hot or iced coffee with any purchase. And at Krispy Kreme, coffee is completely free today. You can find us online for free anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and it's also great to have the one and only George Barna with us. We're going to be talking about millennials breaking from traditional values at an unprecedented rate. This is according to the latest results from Arizona Christian University study. Of course, George is a professor at ACU and president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Good to be back with you.
Yeah, we've got so much going on in our country right now, but hey, let's take a look at these millennials. Is this a home issue, or is this a university issue in terms of how these millennials are falling away?
It's all of the above and more. I mean, certainly, this has to do with how they were raised by their parents, mm-hmm. what they were taught, what they were held accountable to, what kind of exposure they had. But when we talk about that, then we also have to talk about schools. What kind of schools did they go to? What were they taught? But then, maybe the most important thing of all, given their history as a generation, is what kind of media they've been exposed to, because our research shows that the media probably have more impact currently than any other entities or institutions have on our younger generations in particular.
George, you know, when you think about what they're exposed to in this information age, unlike when you and I grew up, we relied on, you know, whether it was our parents, teachers, scout leaders, if we were involved in a service group of some sort, we didn't have anything like the power of an iPhone in the palm of our hands that was right there to serve in the indoctrination process. So it's no wonder, especially when you consider the amount of time that these kids are spending with these indoctrination devices, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, as you say, when we were growing up, I mean, I'm old enough that when I grew up, we had basically three TV channels. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you've got more than that on your iPhone right now. So, you know, growing up, you felt that you could trust the people and the institutions in your life to give you proper guidance, to give you appropriate and predictable guidance. That's no longer the case today, whether we're looking at the family or other adults, media, church, school, whatever the institution may be. You never really know quite what the agenda is behind it. The idea of patriotism used to be woven into every one of those institutions and into the mindset of all Americans. Today, our research is finding that people have trouble even defining what patriotism is, and that you've got a huge proportion of people who not only don't call themselves patriots, but don't think that patriotism is a positive.
And, of course, it's on full display by athletes, these multimillionaires who are out there still enjoying the games of their youth, making lots of money. And, of course, it's on full display. They're not respecting the flags. And the older generation is resisting that to the point that viewership to said athletic events continues to head in a downward spiral.
Well, yeah, I mean, because we live in a celebrity culture, for some reason these people have a platform to give their opinions and to try to influence people beyond the area in which they have expertise. And so whether we're looking at athletes, musicians, authors, actors, I mean, it's great when we see their professionalism, their expertise put into play in their arena. Mm-hmm. We only really have trouble, I think, when they step outside their arena and, at least in my point of view, kind of abuse that platform that they've been given.
Well, it's not the platform that's associated with their gift, clearly, and they run the risk. This is why Michael Jordan years ago said that, look at Republicans buy tennis shoes too. He didn't want to enter into the fray, and that was incredibly wise on such a young man, all things considered.
Yeah, and, you know, as we look at what's going on out in the streets today, in our homes today, in all of our major institutions today, I think we can see the effects of this having built up over the course of time. And let's say it's been roughly now 60 years since we started to see this shift in the mentality of who are going to be our thought leaders, our opinion leaders, the individuals that we respect. And so when we look, for instance, at worldview issues, we can see the steady drip, 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 where a biblical worldview now has been in decline for quite a long time. And we've essentially ignored that to our detriment, but we're now reaping the benefits of Americans saying, you know what, I don't have to be tied to biblical truth. Mm-hmm. I can be tied to my own truth. And that's what I'm really going to lock into.
Are you finding that this dynamic, I mean, we're focusing on millennials, but how are the boomers, how are the elders and the older generation responding to this? Are they adaptive to this worldview? Are they pushing back at all? What does it look like from your end?
Yeah, I mean, keeping in mind that a person's worldview is formed when they're very young, and it doesn't change much when you're adult. What we're looking at are elders and boomers being roughly similar in terms of the incidence of a biblical worldview. And in fact, four times more proportionally of the boomers and elders have a biblical worldview than you find among millennials, twice as many as you would find among Gen X. So, yeah, I mean, there has been some pushback. There's been a consistency that obviously they're not in perfect alignment with biblical teaching and principles and commands, but a much greater proportion of them are than you would find in the younger generations. What's interesting about that, of course, is because those younger generations are essentially the children of the boomers.
Yes.
And so they did not even pass along the same worldview that they had at the same proportions that they had. They were willing to let their kids go out and explore, buy into different things, and not have to come to Jesus meeting with them where they explain to them the difference between following God's commands and principles and living by the world.
What happened? Did boomers just get old and tired and forgot that they were the parents and they had a responsibility here, and they were just so overwhelmed by, you know, the media rule at this time? Or, you know, what happened? Or do we just disengage from our old world view, even for a temporary moment, to allow our kids to run amok? Is there any determination from the study on this?
Yeah, I mean, what really happened with boomers was after their flirtation with abandoning authority and flouting authority, mm-hmm. they realized that wasn't going to work. And so they pretty much came back into the system that their parents had worked within, the capital.
And we're talking about the 60s and 70s, right?
Exactly.
During that period of time, right.
Right. But then, of course, when you have children, things change. You start thinking a little bit differently. You have different responsibilities. And so really the key thing in the minds of most boomers became achievement. And so they locked into career. They locked into acquisition of possessions. They locked into reputation. And so all of those things put them on a particular path. Many of them who had dropped out of religious activity during the 60s and 70s returned to it. And so we kind of had a heyday of Christian activity, at least in modern times, during the 80s and 90s. And that, of course, is when we saw mega churches burst onto the scene and become the big thing. But the difference in terms of boomer parenting was because they were into this professionalism mindset. They also took that into the parenting arena. And they said, rather than me investing in my child, why don't I invest in bringing professionals in to raise
right.
my children?
I'll tell you what, George, we got to go to a quick break. Let's pick that up when we come back on the other side. More from George Barna after.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
God is using the needs brought on by COVID-19 to open doors in Thailand and deepen relationships with people seeking hope. Gospel workers paid weekly visits to a couple they have shared Christ with for 10 years to assist with routine tasks and applications for government assistance. They gifted their friends with audio equipment and an invitation to listen to life's answers as they continue to explore Jesus. God is using these friendships for the gospel. And it's exciting to realize that several years before God opened the door to broadcast the gospel in Thailand, He was laying the groundwork. It's a reminder of the importance of building long-term relationships with the people we want Jesus to rescue.
To read more stories of how the Tide Ministry, boots on the ground in Thailand, are building relationships and encouraging more seekers to embrace Jesus as their Savior, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, we are, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're talking with George Barna, professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. We're talking about millennials breaking from traditional values. George, before the break, you were starting to talk about this shift that happened with the baby boomers and how they perceived and you might even say misperceived the responsibility in raising their children. Go ahead and unfold that a little bit more.
Yeah, so with boomers really focusing on becoming the ultimate professional, rising to the top of whatever it was that they were doing, and reaping the material benefits of that, they took that same mindset into parenting and said, let me prepare my child as best I can. I'm not a professional child raiser, so let me get people who are. And so what you found was boomers making more money than any prior generation, suddenly spending more money than any prior generation on coaches, on tutors, on mentors, anybody who could help their children be the best at whatever the child expressed an interest in or whatever the parent thought they ought to be engaged in. But that also meant a disengagement of the parent from the child. And so suddenly the values, the morals, the life view, the worldview that children were taking on was no longer being shaped, if not fully delivered by their parents. It was being shaped by the outside world in ways that we haven't seen before. And so that's what we have now in these two younger generations. And of course, they're continuing in that process of believing that we ought to let the culture raise the children, our children, as Gen Xers and millennials, so that they're sensitive to the world around them.
And of course, we were partially set up, as we recall, it was Hillary Clinton said that it takes a village, right? And so this all played in that scenario, didn't it?
Yeah, very much. And the interesting thing is that we bought into it lock, stock, and barrel. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of questioning. And sadly, even most Christian churches around the country acquiesced to that. Because if you look at the shift in children's ministry over the last 30 years, what you find is that our primary focus was making sure that the children were happy, so that the parents were happy, they would continue to come, they continue to donate, they continue to participate in the different kinds of programs. But when you study what those children, today's Gen Xers and today's millennials, what they were taught in our churches, there wasn't much depth, and it certainly wasn't systematic theological training. What they got was the ability to make friends, to know some Bible stories, some Bible characters. And of course, there are exceptions to this across the country. There have been some great children's ministries. But by and large, the whole idea was that children are going to be bait. We're going to try to make it a comfortable and appealing place for children so that they don't fight their parents about coming to church the same way that boomers might have with their parents. We want them to feel like this is their religious home. They want to be here, so we'll play the games, we'll tell the stories, we'll put a happy face on everything, and everybody wins. It turns out nobody won.
Well, exactly, because you end up delivering kids with about an inch worth of thickness in terms of their belief and fortification, and it's no wonder that as soon as these kids graduate from high school, they so quickly deviate because the roots have not gone deep.
Well, you know, and if we look at the current research, this latest study looks at some of the areas where young adults, where millennials in particular, are turning their back on the way of life that their parents had raised them to embrace. And one of those is the whole faith arena. I would go so far as to say that today, millennials as a generation, although 6 out of 10 will call themselves Christian, that's lower than 8 out of 10 for the older generations. But still, you've got a majority of them who somehow associate themselves in their life with Christianity. But when you look at what they think Christianity represents, we're finding that essentially they are redefining the Christian faith. It's no longer tied to what the Bible teaches. It's more about their feelings, their emotions, their experiences, because that's what their worldview drives them to do, is to see life in that fashion. And so in this particular release, I mean, I identify more than 20 key religious perspectives that millennials buy into that really are not biblical.
Exactly. Well, I thought it was interesting. You say that 28 percentage points of less likeliness that boomers than boomers to say that millennials say that they treat other people the same way they want to be treated. I mean, some basic principles that you and I guess maybe we took for granted, millennials are saying no big whoop.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about that, you know, what we know as the golden rule, I mean, who's going to reject that Well, we finally found out who. You know, basically, millennials are saying, no. I'm going to treat each and every person the way they need to be treated based on how I feel in the moment, what kind of experience I've had with that person. You know, part of what we found in this study, for instance, is that millennials have less respect for other people in general. And that's partly because they don't assign much value to life. They don't assign much value to people. They believe that getting even is a reasonable way to live, certainly the antithesis of the golden rule. Many of them don't even believe that life is real.
Yes.
They're embracing other world views that are kind of mystical, new agey in their perspective. So, yeah, they've got a completely different point of view about what kind of world they want to live in. I'm not sure they've played it out in their minds to the end conclusion, what it would be like if we all lived in this manner. But I think this reflects their desire to have something different that's going to be better, but they're not willing to embrace the Bible as the source of understanding what that better context might be.
Well, it's amazing to see these young kids in terms of their response of life, that it's not sacred. And we have states around our union that, you know, will offer comfort care to an aborted child. I guess that doesn't cause them to squirm or you know, to be insulted by the disrespect of life like that.
Well, it doesn't. In fact, this is the generation that's most likely to say that the Bible is ambiguous in its teaching about abortion, that you could make a strong argument for abortion, you could make a strong argument against abortion. And in their mind, not only is that statement true, but it also therefore nullifies the value of the Bible as a guideline for how to treat humanity, how to think about life, how to think about the relationship between God and humanity. And keep in mind, of course, that this is also the generation that is the largest of what I call the don'ts. Those who don't believe, don't know, don't care about the existence of God and the meaning of that for our lives. So it's really a whole different take on life. And sadly, what we're seeing is that that's now bleeding into every dimension of their thinking and their behavior. And it really augurs for a dramatically different future for America unless those who believe differently are willing to lovingly but firmly stand up for what the Bible teaches.
You know, George, it's kind of hard to imagine when you think about this generation, how many of their generation is missing because of abortion.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's already the largest generation in America's history. It would be so much larger if there had been a different idea about life, even that their parents possessed. And so, once again, this is a train that's been rolling down the tracks for a long time, and nobody's been willing, I can't say nobody, but there haven't been enough people who have been willing to see where this train is headed and to put the brakes on that train.
And I guess that's the question. We only got about 30 seconds left, and I'll let you summarize it, George Barnum, is that for these kids, I mean, boy, the grief to happiness ratio, they've got a long way to come back, don't they?
It's not a happy generation, and I think that's part of the reason why, to them, the meaning of success is more about happiness than anything else. But, again, we've got to be teaching and modeling for them a much broader, deeper biblical context for understanding how life really works so that they, too, can experience not happiness but the joy that God wants to fill us with.
I'll tell you, we got to pray for these millennials. These are our kids. This is the next generation. And what kind of generations will they be influencing going forth as they continue to break away from traditional values at unprecedented rate, according to this recent study? He's the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, George Barna. George, as always, appreciate it. Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just shy of a month until Election Day, tonight is the first presidential debate, but it will be minus one long-standing tradition at such events, as we hear from correspondent John Hunt.
The Commission on Presidential Debates says that when President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee face off at the first of three debates, there will be no handshakes between the candidates or the moderator, anchor Chris Wallace.
Meanwhile, the National Guard is in place in the city of Cleveland ahead of the debate. The Cleveland mayor says the National Guard was brought in to assist local assets and to make sure any protests are handled in a peaceful way. The Tampa Bay Lightning celebrating their first Stanley Cup title since the 2003-2004 season, the Bolts beating the Dallas Stars 2-0 in Game 6 of the final last night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got, yes, Lou Euler with us, nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, and budgetary issues. Lou, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Lou, for all the great work that you and the organization do on behalf of the American people. You've never talked about burning everything down. It's about reforming the greatest form of government that has been on the face of you know, the history of mankind, this American government, not claiming perfection, but we have worked hard at it over the years, over 240 years, starting with our founding fathers. And, you know, America is exceptional. I know for some people that may be hard for them to get their brains around. But when you look at the history of this great country and what we have done for its citizens and for the world at large, I mean, could you imagine a world without America? What would we be looking like right now?
No, you're absolutely right, which underscores the unrest that continues to pop up in community after community by these so-called protesters. But they are really a lawless crowd that wish, I mean, look at what they do. They burn down buildings, they hurt people, they shoot police, and they hate the police. This is not America, our America, and this election is about restoring common sense, law and order, our America that we know, so we can rebuild from the COVID-19 shutdown and return to the prosperity that tax reform legislation has provided for our people, especially the minorities, with the lowest jobless rate in 50 years.
Exactly. Lou, you touch on something rather important. There's so many things on the ballot this year. But without a doubt, if you do not want your city to become another Portland or another New York City, if you don't want your city to be defunding police and running around with lawless anarchists, then that is on the ballot, and there's a clear choice, because one party says, hey, we need to defund police, and the other party says we need to reform, we need to make the necessary adjustments with law enforcement and continue to move forward to make this country great again for all Americans.
And the irony, as we both know, and all of your listeners know, is that the people who need the police most are the minorities, mm-hmm. and especially the blacks, who often live in commotion-filled areas of cities and towns around America. And when they need help and call 911 and nobody comes, that's the result of defunding the police, and they are hurt the most. That is
exactly.
The irony of mm-hmm. this business of BLM, Antifa, etc.
Well, you think about these families, for example, in Chicago for years, Lou, have had to put up with this stuff. It's not like they can take their kids to the local park, that you can sleep at night. I mean, how many young people have been killed lying in their beds in Chicago? But yet it's like Atlas Shrugged. And, you know, I believe that America's citizens are having their fill with this. They're about ready to yell out the windows and say, I will not take this anymore. And this is why the Democrats are surprised and they're so anxious over the reality of black America, minority America, people of color, Hispanics, you know, changing their votes and changing their support to the Republican Party, because the Democratic Party is not interested in securing them, their person or their property.
No, that's absolutely right. And, you know, as we approach this election and keep watching Biden responding and the gaffes that he's making and all the rest, it underscores that the real issue now is it's Trump versus Kamala Harris, because it does not appear to reasonable people that the Biden, if elected, would be able to serve out his term. Mm-hmm. So we must look at her and her assaults on fundamental institutions and the police and that sort of thing. So that's a dimension of this discussion that is key to the future of our nation.
Yeah, not to mention, encouraged by Freudian slips by both of them on the ticket. You know, Kamala Harris saying it's going to be a Harris-Biden as president administration. Oops. You know, there's not really too many oops, really, about the Democrats. They hold to a white paper party line, and they don't make Freudian slips necessarily. Although I will say this, and of course the other thing was not only she said it, but then it was backed up the following day by Joe Biden, and you're thinking, okay, what is the new narrative here? But the other ironic thing that I thought was really special, that people have not said much about it, was Vice President coming out to the song of Despacito. Now, a lot of people they're not familiar with the lyrics of Despacito. Despacito means slowly in Spanish, okay? But the song speaks of somebody, you know, breathing into somebody's ear and, you know, violating, you know, areas of proximity and all in a sexual context, understood. But here, Joe Biden over the years has been accused of becoming too familiar and violating the personal space of females as a politician, and certainly as a vice president. We've all seen those pictures that all make us think, oh my gosh, what a creepy thing. And now to reinforce it, he comes out and supporting this song, and it's like his theme song, and I'm sure some of his handlers probably freaked out going, oh no, you don't want to do that. But such is Joe Biden.
No, and as you look at their policies, they would both first repeal the tax reform that has led to the greatest turnaround of our nation, and that's so key that each of them is totally committed to reversing the positive course of our nation exactly. for the future. So that's what we have to think about first.
Yeah, Trump put people back to work again, lest they forget, under the Biden-Obama regime, people were very frustrated. Yeah, they were getting handouts from the government, but that really doesn't make people ultimately happy. We have found by experience and by research that people are happier when they're working, Lou.
Absolutely. That's the nature of Americans. People come here. We're all immigrants, or we're the offspring of immigrants over the last 100 years, 200 years, whatever it may be, or the last 2 years for that matter. But everyone who comes here voluntarily is seeking the American dream, opening the world for themselves and their family. That's what we've got to restore. And immigration properly done is what this nation is all about and what Trump is all about as well.
And that's what it's going to take in order to get this country back on track. Immigration is just one of the things that we've got to do a better job at. There's a right way to do it. And the way the Democrats want to do it, it's about getting votes, not necessarily about what's good for immigrants coming into where they can have a fair shake at assimilating into the American way of life and adding to the proposition of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Lou, one final question. We've got the first debate coming up next week. Wow. I mean, this could be like going to a NASCAR race, that you know something crazy is going to happen, but we're all going to get our tickets and sit in the front row and get ready to watch watch some excitement.
It should be a fascinating opportunity, you bet, to learn the difference between the proper direction of America and returning to bad things for all of our people.
Well, Lou, again, we appreciate all the great work that you do. Remind everybody, because at the core of all this is an activated citizenry. As my good friend John Whitehead says, knowledge precedes action. And you have a lot of knowledge available, and you are activating the citizenry. So how can they get activated and be part of the solution and not part of the problem?
Come to our website, limittaxes.org. Look at the tax reform effort and the tax awards that we're giving out to those who have voted properly, and join with us and help us move America in the right direction.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. 2020 hasn't gone as planned, but the silver lining for some has been families spending more time together. From school in the kitchen to intimate family-focused holiday shindigs, fall presents another season of togetherness, and Amazon Prime offers unmatched benefits to add ease, convenience, and fun to the remainder of 2020. Need school supplies or decorations? Prime members enjoy fast, free delivery on millions of Prime-eligible items with no minimum purchase. Fall game days and holidays call for tasty snacks. Prime offers free 2-hour grocery delivery in more than 2,000 cities from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market. As the weather gets cooler, cozy up with Prime's entertainment benefits for the whole family, including Prime Video, Amazon Music, Prime Reading, and Prime Gaming. Bradley Mattinger, Amazon, says,
Prime offers flexible payment options to suit members' lifestyles with monthly and annual plans. Prime also offers a discounted membership to college students and qualifying government assistance recipients.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up or start a 30-day free trial.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost out.
You know, I dare you to listen to this song and not head bob. Yeah, I mean, it just goes with it. It just somehow, the rhythm of it, next thing you know, you're uncontrollable and your head is bobbing. Not in a Joe Biden sort of way. You just kind of just head bob because you actually have a little bit of rhythm. Al Parada joins us now. That's who we can call Al. Yes, he is the managing editor at Stream.org. Did you catch Biden when he was head bobbing to Despacito?
Oh, yeah. He's really got soul there. He's really got soul.
Well, the deal was so ironic. I couldn't believe his handlers let him come on with that song because, see, a lot of people don't understand the words because it's in Spanish. But the words is, slowly. But they go on. I mean, that's what Despacito means, is slowly. But the lyrics themselves talk about, you know, nuzzling up to somebody's neck and doing all these things that Joe has been infamous for. It's not just, urban legend. You know, our eyes are still burning and we're trying to get it out of our retinas, seeing how he's cozied up to women from time to time.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a crazy theory, but I think that his own people would be trolling him.
Yeah.
I think they don't have any respect for him. They know he's not going to be around long, and they're just riding the gravy train in. And I think they mock him the way Obama did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they were kind of trolling him a little bit, but or maybe not.
Who's to say? I mean, you know, you got Jill now. His wife saying no gaffes. You know, no, we're no gaffes, no gaffes. And I mean. And Jake Tapper was like, he just rolled up like a $2 lawn chair.
Well, yeah, that's what you do when you're talking to the future Edith Wilson, assuming Biden wins. For the historical reference, Edith Wilson was the wife of Woodrow Wilson. And after he had a stroke, she pretty much ran the country, secretly, she ran the country for a year or so.
Yeah.
And I do think she gives me that vibe because obviously Joe is not a healthy guy. I don't care what medications they put him on, but he's not a healthy guy and shouldn't be doing what he's doing, and the stress is going to kill him.
Well, they're already talking that they want a 30-minute break. Well, according to the election committee that puts this together, they say, no, it's 90 minutes wall to wall.
Well, yeah, I think, they're arguing for two breaks during the debate, and Clint, Trump's people are like, no.
That can happen.
They're smart because they know he can't go 90. He probably can't go 90 minutes full strength.
Well, and the other thing too is they want him checked for earpieces.
Yeah.
And, you know, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Why not?
Rolling there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're trying to get it, you know, just trying to get, they're playing the game. You know, it's a mind game.
Right.
You got to remember Trump comes out of the fighting world and wrestling world and all that.
So. Is he going to bring somebody with a black and white jersey, you know, checking their belts, you know, and, you know, giving them a body search or something?
Yeah, maybe she's just bring Tara Reid. But he tried that. He did that in 2016. You don't want to go back to the well too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing about tonight's debate is that's, to me, I don't know if you saw the articles I put up on the stream yesterday, stream.org.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Check it out. But I keep saying that Biden isn't really up against Trump. He's really up against Father Time.
Yes.
Because for the 90 minutes, that's really what is going to be important, is can he actually do 90 minutes in, as a guy who you could see in the Oval Office having to work 12 hours a day, 18 hours a day, or deal with crises.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, so in a way, Trump's not, and oddly enough, for anything involving Trump isn't even the biggest issue. Now, the question is what Trump is going to do to try to show that, to push that. Mm-hmm. You know, and
well, help me understand here. I mean, because we do a lot of focusing on the gaffes of Joe Biden, and they're actually more than gaffes. I mean, this is extreme what Joe does, but it seems to be spreading. I mean, Nancy Pelosi several times recently. I mean, it's like the old Democratic Guard are ready. You know, they missed the exit for the pasture a long time ago, and they're overstaying themselves. And you know, she's fumbling. She's a mess, and you go, oh my gosh, you know, whatever Biden's dealing with, it's spreading, must be contagious. I mean, they're all going to have to wear masks around each other. Forget about coronavirus. It's just all this bumbling. And then, Kamala Harris is bumbling. And you go, what? You know, what is the condition here within the Democratic Party?
It's baffling. Especially, I didn't even realize, oddly enough, until the other day that Harris isn't out there campaigning hard, isn't doing a lot of interviews. She's not taking questions from her pool. She's like, she does a little event and they shut her questions and she ignores them. Why? And again, what is the secret? Your job, you're running for, you're trying, imagine giving a, applying for a job.
Yes.
And you won't answer questions from your employer.
You just keep walking down the hallway.
Yeah. Okay. You can't, you know, it's bizarre. And I said, the Democrats, they're, main folks are getting up there in age, and mm-hmm. their bench looks really crazy.
No, it really does. Could you imagine? Could you imagine
the next generation of Democratic leadership and looking at people and going, these are people who are up and comers. You know, you're looking at AOC, you're looking at Ilhan Omar, you're looking at, you know.
And of course, everybody's looking at Ilhan Omar after the, the news about the ballot harvesting that her team allegedly has been involved in. I mean, investigations broke out really quick, which was a little bit of a surprise that it broke out so quickly, because it seems that, the Democrats are pretty well covered. But, whenever something happens, they wait the clock out and they're able to skirt these issues, which is what they've been doing, whether it's an FBI investigation, new reveals have come out. But they figure, hey, look, at we'll just wait it out. The clock will wear out. And, hopefully, Joe Biden is elected. If that does, I mean, all these investigations, everything just go under the table. They're gone.
Yeah. And that's the unfortunate thing, because justice needs to be served, and we need to know. And it, like you're talking about the Minnesota ballot harvesting thing, Minnesota was a swing state. Minnesota, less than 45,000 votes separated the two.
I think the guy had 45,000 votes in his trunk of his car
there. That's the point. If it's going to be closer, Minnesota's going to be closer this time, which they think it is. What Ilhan Omar's machine is allegedly doing could throw a swing state to Biden.
Yeah.
And this is a big deal. And I noticed that CNN and MSNBC yesterday didn't even have it on their website.
Yeah.
You know,
well, would you expect? That would be like, maybe Facebook reporting on it or something, or Google,
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
they wouldn't. I mean,
all I'm looking for is a fair election. I think my guy.
I think that horse left the stable a long time ago.
Yeah, that horse is left the stable and is, now glue somewhere in a different county.
Exactly. We'll teach him to ask for fair elections.
But this is the problem, Al, you know, to your earlier point. That is all this corruption, everything that has been thrust upon the American people. And this is what frustrates us, is that we have a change in management. And in the change in management, the things that we're pursuing is just kind of fallen off the wayside. And then next thing you know, we're accepting things that seem to be so unreasonable on these investigations, like, next thing you'll know is they'll end up putting up a monument to James Comey and Mueller and company, maybe even Lisa Page and Stroke. Might as well. They'll be like the raising of the flag on Iwo Jima. We'll have, you know, these stream of characters from the FBI raising the flag there in Lafayette Park, and they'll all be celebrating them. So here they go from, potential, co-conspirators and corruptors of our government to heralded champions in Lafayette Park.
Yes, yes.
Can you picture that?
Oh my gosh! I mean, you already got a movie about Comey. I mean, how do you do a movie about somebody who got fired because of his malfeasance?
Because even the previous president wanted him fired. And suggested he be fired, right?
And now he's a hero. Yes. Now he's a hero, and Lisa Page and Peter Strzok are the Romeo and Juliet of our lifetime, and the great love stories. Up there with Scarlett and Rhett, Rhett Butler,
yeah, of course, yeah,
yeah, up there, all up there with the great romances of our time and how they tried to preserve the Republic from the evil bad orange. Yeah.
Well, what do you think? I mean, we've got these two characters running for president, Trump and Biden. What is the best that Trump could hope for, and what's the best that Biden could hope for?
Well, I think Biden, I mean, in terms of the debate tonight, the best he can hope for is that he is the old Joe. He's relaxed, warm, and able to go 90 minutes without anything terribly going wrong. I think that's his goal. I mean, beyond that, I mean, there's nothing Joe can throw at Trump that the White House press corps hasn't thrown at Trump.
Right.
So there's nothing, that's not even an issue. Nowhere.
Yeah, Kayleigh McEnany made it clearer. I mean, Donald Trump, they said, what kind of prep has he been doing? He's been doing prep for the last 3.5 years. Are you kidding me?
And that's something Biden hasn't been doing. He hasn't been facing pressure, and he certainly has never faced anything like Donald Trump. Donald Trump would take on, what was it, 8, 10, 12 of the best Republicans had at the same time?
Like 16,
stage. And Hillary Clinton, who, for all her faults, is a tough, fierce fighter, competitor, and tough debater. And so Joe's never seen what he's dealt with Trump. And so we'll see if he can handle it. And Trump, his goal, I mean, in one sense, I hope he annihilates Biden, because we almost need that for the country to avoid a really, really bad trouble in the election. But if he's the nice guy, the warm guy on stage, and he gets Biden to be angry and like hostile and mean, people are like, well, that's not Joe Biden. What happened to the nice Joe Biden? And he's not making sense.
Right.
I think that's it. If he stays calm and above it, and kind of goes against what the media portrayal of him is, that can really help too. And meanwhile, stick with the accomplishments. He's got the record.
Exactly. I think you're right. He can just all he has to do is give Joe the rope, and Joe will do himself in, because he just can't help himself. That's who Joe Biden is. After tonight, we'll know.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.